really, really upsetting and disturbing news first thing this morning, Michaela. And I have to say, for us in DACC, we've always had a very good relationship with the screening service. So we're really shocked. And I suppose the first thing is, I suppose it's a blessing that that the National Cancer Screening Service conducted a site visit around quality assurance when they did at the centre. But the fact that there's 180 women whose tests have gone out of date and who will now be contacted by their GP and asked to go for retesting is very worrying, really worrying. And I suppose for us in DACC, reading the news release, we were sort of taken back that an extra, we're delighted if this is the case, it's excellent. 50,000 additional women went for testing in the first half of the year, which was really, really good news. But the HSE are saying that the expiry happened because of a delay in a sample processing centre due to COVID-19 restrictions. Now, in a testing centre, I'm sure that the staff are all specifically distance and all the rest of it. So I'm not sure what impact that has. But I suppose the first and more important priority has to be that the 180 women get contacted as soon as humanly possible. And again, we note that the retest will be done at least 3 months after their initial sample was taken to allow sufficient time, I think, for the cell to regrow. You know, so it's going to be a really concerning time. And, you know, there's a lot of questions while we're quite delighted that the news has come out. And I suppose, in fairness, to give credit to National Screening Service for actually making this announcement before people suddenly got the call from their GPs or letters in the post or whatever. But it's scary times and it's very worrying. And I think for ourselves and DACC and other groups, we need to keep a very tight eye on what's actually happening.
And there will be a lot of women out there who will be worried by this announcement, and it comes at a time when confidence in the cervical check screening service is low, and it's vital now that that confidence is rebuilt after this.
Yeah, well, we notice and we totally agree with that, Michaela, because with the, I suppose, the scandal that happened, it's not good news. And also we note that they updated their systems in March 2020, you know, so we have to ask questions about, you know, the screening system, you know, because it replaced the old one and how come this happened. And, you know, there's a lot of questions need to be asked and answers given, Michaela. And it just does not do anything for women's confidence or families' confidence at this period of time. But again, for us in DACC, we would say the most important thing at the moment is that the 180 women are contacted ASAP, and that, you know, that until they know and whatever, other women are going to be sitting worried and their families, and we would appreciate that and we hold that thought very tight. But also, it's also very important, and this sounds, I suppose, the wrong time to be making this thing, this statement, but cervical check is a screening service for well women within the population of 25 to 65. You know, and it's not a symptomatic service. So what we're saying is, if you get called for your cervical check appointment, please do not let this news put you off attending to have your cervical check test done. Your smear is very, very important. So please, you know, while the 180 women, yes, have to be the priority, those who are due to be called for their cervical smear, please attend. Do not let this put you off.